Good morning. It's lovely to see you all here for the service that begins our Jubilee celebrations. I hope you're all feeling in a good mood to celebrate. I've cleaned my shoes and had a Jubilee haircut, and I'm ready for the week that's coming. I hope you are too. We're going to begin our service by singing number 10 on the hymn sheet, "Lord, for the years your love has kept and guided." Now let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can all join together on this first Sunday in our Jubilee week. We come to offer you thanks and praise for all that you've given to us, for this world and the part that we play in it. We thank you for Jesus, who came to show us yourself and make your love real in the world. We come specially today to thank you for all those people who through the years have lived and worked in this area and have served you in this church. We thank you for those people who for more than a century have been gathering as Methodists here. We thank you too that for 50 years this building has been standing and used by so many people to worship you. We thank you for a great past. But then we remember too that the past has not always been great. So often people have done things wrong, and we do things wrong too. Although your love lives in us, sometimes we turn our backs on you, and we allow selfishness and greed and pride to be part of us. And so, Father, when we remember that, we think of those words we've just sung, past put behind us, for the future take us, Lord of our lives, to live for Christ alone. So, Father, we ask your forgiveness. We ask you to come into our lives, and may we, in the power of your Spirit, live more like Jesus and serve you faithfully in the world. Father, we bring these prayers and we ask them in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Let's say together our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever. Amen. Now in a moment I'm going to ask Roger, our steward, to say something to you, but first of all let me say again a word of welcome to all of you here, young and old, those people who are visiting, those who haven't been maybe for some years because they've moved away but are here this morning. It's lovely to see you all here. A special word of welcome to the Mayor of Woking. We're delighted that you could be with us this morning and share in our celebrations at the beginning of Jubilee Week. And I had a word with the Mayor before the service, and she's going to stay afterwards when we have a cup of coffee after the service, so take that opportunity to say hello to her and make her welcome. That goes too for the District Commissioner for the Scouts, who's here, and the District Commissioner for the Guides and the Divisional Commissioner for the Guides. We're ever so pleased that you could accept our invitation to come this morning and be with us and be part of our service. We hope you'll all be able to stay behind for a while afterwards so that folks can speak to you. Now we come together today, first of all, to give thanks to God for all that has happened in the past and to ask his help in the future. But part of our service is to say to God, look, we're here, we want you to use us. And what we do is, when we have the offering, when the collection's taken, we don't just give our money, but we're saying to God, here's some of my money, just a bit, but I want you to take with it me too, and use me in your service. So the offering will now be received, and I want you to remember that as you give your money. Father, we thank you for all that you've given to us. We offer these gifts as our way of saying thanks. But we pray that you will use not only our money and what we have given here, but also ourselves. We ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's sing number 8 on the hymn sheet. What shall our greeting be, sign of our unity? Number 8. Now, you remember those words that you've just sung, what is our mission here? He makes his purpose clear, one world, one Lord. Now, a lot of people in our church help to raise money for the church around the world. And now we're going to hear about some of the young people who've been collecting money. And I'll ask Carol if she would come and take over.
Right, in our church here, we had last year in 1985 about 30 collectors, and I think by looking round, most of it's the guides and a lot of the scouts as well. In 1984, they all collected £470, whereas this year they collected £504, so an increase on last year considering there was a few less of them. If I could ask you to clap at the end that we've awarded all of them, and not after each one, otherwise there'll be continual clapping and it'll be the whole JMA and nothing else. Right, I'm starting with the person who collects the most, who receives a bar, but each of them who receives a bar will have already received a medal. The medal is usually when they've earned £10 in their first year, and every year after, as long as they collect £10, they receive a bar. If they don't collect £10, they still receive a certificate, and hopefully they will, the year after, earn £10. Right, the first one on my list is Karen Potter. Rosalind Gardner, who receives her second bar to her medal. Sally Bolton, who receives her medal.
Right, Sally.
Gareth Fanning, his first bar to his medal. Christopher Rudram, his second bar to his medal. Ben Fanning, his medal. Sarah Holloway, her sixth bar and her long service medal.
Lovely bit of footwork.
So Sarah has collected served for 7 years, I think, 7 years now, and that's why she's received her long service award. Rebecca Thornton, her first bar to her medal. Alison Rudram, her third bar. Sophie Putman, her medal. Joanne Chamberlain, her second bar. Claire Who's Chamberlain, her fourth bar.
Where are you going?
David Hogg, medal. Diane Findlay, her fifth bar. Louise Findlay, her second bar. Rachel Howell, her sixth bar, and she's got her long service medal as well.
Yeah, gentlemen.
Teresa Hodgkinson, fourth bar. Lindsay Powell, her second bar. Jane Collier, her medal. Lawrence Gardner, his second bar. And now are the people who just collected just under £10, so they didn't quite make their £10. Natalie Sensier, Jennifer Deacon, Stephen Knight, Joanna Deacon, Paul Grist, Julie Beerman. Right, that is it. So if you'd all like to clap now.
I think while you're standing there, I need to say just one thing. If you didn't get a medal or a bar, don't give up, because every little counts, and some of those littles that you collected there are not so little, are they? £6 or £7, it all helps. And a special congratulations to Rachel and Sarah for collecting for so long. Think of all the money they must have collected over the years. You haven't added it up, have you? No. Must be quite a lot, though, and there are a lot of people who are very grateful for that. Thanks very much. Now, this seems to me a good time to ask the guides and the brownies to lead us in singing a song that many of you know, I think. And the words are printed on the hymn sheet. I think it's number 9. Is that right? Number 9 on the sheet. thanks very much to the guides and the brownies. While they're sitting down, the little ones here are just going to leave us. See you later on. Just seen a Care Bear go out there. Now we're going to hear two readings from the Bible this morning. The first one is from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, and the second one is from the Gospel of John. They're both going to be read by young people. So could we have the reading from Ephesians first, please?
Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. The love of Christ. For this reason I fall on my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth receives its true name. I ask God, from the wealth of his glory, to give you power through his Spirit to be strong in your inner selves. And I pray that Christ will make his home in your hearts through faith. I pray that you may have your roots and foundation in love, so that you together with all God's people may have the power to understand how broad and long, how high and deep is Christ's love. Yes, may you come to know his love, although it can be never fully known, and so be completely filled with the very nature of God.
Thanks very much, Michael. Now the second reading from the Gospel of John.
John chapter 4, verses 7 to 14. A Samaritan woman came to draw some water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink of water." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The woman answered, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan, so how can you ask me for a drink? Jews will not use the same cups and bowls that Samaritans use." Jesus answered, "If only you knew what God gives and who it is that is asking you for a drink, you would ask him, and he would give you the life-giving water." "Sir," the woman said, "you haven't got a bucket, and the well is deep. Where would you get that life-giving water?" "It was our ancestor Jacob who gave us this well. He and his sons and all his flocks drank from it. You don't claim to be greater than Jacob, do you?" Jesus answered, "Whoever drinks the water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring, which will provide him with life-giving water and give him eternal life."
Thanks very much. Now we're going to sing again. Number 6 on the hymn sheet, The Church of Christ in Every Age. Number 6.
Thank you.
Now, I hope you were listening carefully to both the Bible readings, particularly to the one that Leanne read to us. What was it about? Can you remember? You see, you should be ready for this. You know I'm going to ask you questions, and I know I'm going to have to remind you. Jesus was on the road with his disciples, and they came near to a town called Sychar. And just before you get to the town, about half a mile out of the town, there's a well that was dug years and years and years before Jesus, way back in the time of Jacob. I'll just tell you a bit about the well, because it's significant, as they say. It was dug down quite deep, about, got to be careful here, I was going to say 100 feet, but for you lot, 33 metres, how's that? It went down about 100 feet into the ground, and it didn't go into an underground stream. I say it didn't, it still doesn't, because it's still there. It's a well that's dug down into the subsoil, and then all the water drains out of the soil into the well. And then you put down a bucket or something and draw out the water. And of course, water is very important in that part of the world where they don't have as much rain or snow as we do. So Jesus was on the road with his disciples. They came to the well. Jesus decided to stop, and the disciples went on into the town to get something to eat. Now, while he was sitting there, someone came along. Who was it? Yes, Christopher? A Samaritan woman. That's right. Now, there are a few things we need to know here. First of all, I need some help. You know what it is in these services. I can never cope on my own. I need someone who can write. Now, who can write? You can. Right. This is going to be pretty tricky. Would you like to come out and do some writing for me? I need somebody else who knows how to use a pen. Some very bashful people here. Let's have... hang on a minute. Roz, would you like to come? Because I know you're very good at doing this particular job. Let's have a look. Would you, who've got your hands up, stand up? It's very important, this. Yes, right. Michael, I'll get you to come, if I may. It's nothing wrong with you other fellas, but you're just not quite as tall as he is. You see, and it's very high board. Thanks. Sit down, and I've got something for you to do later on. Right. You have the black one. You have the blue one. And you have the red one. And I put the green one back in my pocket. Now, Jesus met this woman. So we'll put at the top, on the left, woman. You know how to spell it? Shouldn't ask that, should I? Of course scouts know how to spell. Gets more difficult later. Right. This woman was not just a woman. She was a Samaritan woman. This has got him. Samaritan. Can you write that just below woman? Just have a quick look in the Bible to see how it's spelt. Ah, yes. Right. Don't put the top on. So it was a woman. She was a Samaritan woman. And I'll tell you something else. She was bad. How do we know she was bad? Well, Jesus got chatting to her, and he found out in the end, in fact he told her, that not only had she been married 5 times before, but the man that she was living with then wasn't her husband. Now that's what I mean by bad. In fact, we can deduce a bit more from the story, because we know that in Sychar, the town that she came from, there was a well. So why did she come out to Jacob's well, which wasn't one of the best wells by any means? A lot of people think, and I think too, that she came out there because it was rather uncomfortable to use the town well. Whenever she went there, people were nudging each other. That's her, she's the one, you know, you've talked about her. And it's very difficult when people are talking behind your back and having a go at you. It's very difficult to carry on and act normally. So I think this woman came out to the well of Jacob because it was a bit too uncomfortable to stay in town. So can you write below Samaritan... bad. Down a bit. We need a bit of room here. Right. Now, Michael, the people... Can I borrow your pen a minute? I'll just put a little P up here. We're all crammed up in the top. Never mind, you can see it. Little P for people. The people had something to say about people like this. First of all, women. All right? Don't know what you're laughing at. I'm standing near the door. I can get out. Women. The people said, women are okay as mothers. In fact, they're very good. Loving, caring, and all the rest of it. Women are okay for doing the housework. Yeah, so sexist, you wouldn't believe it. Women are okay for doing the housework. What are all you fellas smiling for? Okay, so I agree too, but you don't say things like that here. Women are okay as mothers, they're okay for doing the housework, but they're useless for anything else. Don't... Two very important things to remember here. Don't talk to... Just seen Lizzie's face. Don't talk to women in the street, all right? If you're seen talking to a woman in the street, she is evil and you're not much better yourself. Don't let women read the law. And any of you grown-ups who saw the film Yentl with Barbara Streisand in it will remember that it was about a girl, a woman, who wanted to study the law. And to be able to do so, she had to dress and pretend to be a man. An interesting film, if you get a chance to see it. So the people say, don't talk to women, keep them in their place. Now, if the people who lived in Sychar nearly 2,000 years ago had been here today, they wouldn't have been able to cope with the fact that we'd invited the mayor. and if we'd invited the prime minister. But that's how it was in those days, all right? And although we might not like it, that's the way it was. So underneath the P in your blue, Michael, we put a cross, right? Don't talk to women. Thanks. Now, Samaritans, they're something else. Because any Jew wouldn't have anything to do with a Samaritan. And the reasons for that went back hundreds of years into the past when, well, I won't bore you with all the details now, but basically, don't have anything to do with the Samaritans. They're inferior people. The fact that to get from Jerusalem and Judah up to Galilee, you have to walk through Samaria, is just one of those unfortunate facts of life. But if you've got to go through Samaria, don't have anything to do with the people. And least of all, don't drink from their vessels, their cups. Don't eat off their plates. Have nothing to do with them. So we'll have another cross by Samaritan. The people said, have nothing to do with Samaritans. And lastly, the people said, don't have anything to do with anyone who's a sinner. You remember the story of the Good Samaritan, don't you? How the priest and the Levite were very anxious not to stop with the man who was beaten up on the ground because he was dirty. There was blood on him. Well, almost as bad as blood was, in fact, worse than blood was sin. Don't have anything to do with people who are bad and try and be as good as you possibly can yourself. So we'll have another cross by bad. Right. Now in the next column. J for Jesus. Jesus came and sat by the well. The woman came along and Jesus said, he spoke to a woman. Jesus spoke to a woman. So we'll have a tick under the J by woman. Against all that he'd been taught as a boy, against all that everybody else said, Jesus spoke to the woman in public. Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman. Oh, whatever next? We'll have a tick under J next to Samaritan. Jesus wasn't just content to speak to people who were good, clean-living Jews. He spoke to this woman who was a Samaritan. And Jesus spoke to a woman who he knew was bad. So we'll have a tick under there as well. And very clearly, before... You can put the top on now, thanks, Ros. Before Jesus had said anything in public or indicated anything to anybody, just by sitting with this woman, he had said a whole lot of things that we need to take notice of. Jesus was saying, women aren't inferior to men. Men aren't inferior to women. No one's more superior than anybody else. In God's eyes, we are people, his people. So in one stroke, just by saying the first few words, give me a drink, Jesus had shattered all the accepted standards of the day. And then he spoke to a woman who was a Samaritan, and immediately he had said, in God's world, we're all one. Remember, this is Guide Thinking Day. And what I want you to go away with and think about on Guide Thinking Day is that Jesus accepted not only men but women, quite important if you're a guide, but he also accepted people, whoever they were, from whatever country, whatever place. And so as guides, as cubs, as scouts, as people, we accept one another, whether we come from England or Wales, Scotland, other odd Celtic areas, France, Germany, Argentina, South Africa. In God, we're all one. And what Jesus was doing, just by saying to that woman, give me a drink, he was accepting her as a woman, as a Samaritan, and as someone whose life left a lot to be desired. And that was the great thing about Jesus. He came to a person and he accepted them as they were. Woman, Samaritan, and bad. And that's why you're here, and I'm here, and all those older people back there who've had a lot more opportunity to be bad than you. We're all here because we know that God accepts us, whether we're men and women, whatever nationality, whether we're good or bad. God's love is for all of us. Right. Well, what did the woman say to Jesus? Now, this is where it gets interesting. Would you like to sit down? Thanks ever so much for your help. I feel this terrible thirst coming on, and as it's Jubilee, maybe we better stop for a drink. Have we a waitress in the house? Oh, you see, what we have to do in these services is monitor people's feelings. That's what it's all about. So I want to hear what's about. Now, we've got a few drinks here. White wine. Yes, a couple of bottles of white wine. Grape juice. Apple and cherry. Lemonade. We got some kind of red-coloured stuff as well. Not bad. How about some of this? This looks nice. Yes, do you know how to open the bottle, my dear? It's got a screw top. Excuse us while we have a little drink. Would you like some? Have a taste? Oh, sorry, I've got to put it down. Just a taste. Lovely. Would you like to fill out the other glasses, please? Ah, yes. Beautiful. Have a sip. What do you reckon? Good year, was it? No? What does it taste like then? Are you telling me that I'm offering you inferior goods? I need to have some more help here. Tell me what you think of this wine, and if you think it's a nice... You haven't got the lurgy, have you? So you'll let her have a sip out of your glass as well. Right. It's water? Oh, come now. Where's that bottle gone? It's not what it says here. 1983 vintage. It was a good year. Good year, wasn't it? See how many of them nodded? See, they know. So you think it's water. Well, actually, you're quite right, of course. Every bottle there is full of water. One of them's got some food colouring in as well, just to fool you all. But it's nice, isn't it? It stops you feeling thirsty. How are you feeling? Thirsty? Bit parched? Yes? Well, between you and me, if you want to quench your thirst, the best thing to drink is water, because that's actually what stops you feeling thirsty. Now, if those bottles really contain what it says, like wine and all that sort of thing, you don't drink that kind of thing because you feel thirsty. If your dad says he's going down to the pub on a Friday night, what he's really saying is he's going to meet his friends, not that he's thirsty. When I go and visit people in their homes and they say to me, would you like a cup of tea or coffee? And I say yes. I'm not saying I'm thirsty, I must have a drink, or sometimes I am if I'm on the bike, but usually I'm saying, thanks, I want to be friends. So when you have a drink, whether it's an alcoholic drink or tea, coffee, that kind of thing, you don't have that just to quench your thirst. It means more than that. But water is what you really need to quench your thirst. Jesus said to the woman, give me a drink. And she said, what? You, a Jew, asking me, a Samaritan woman, who was bad, for a drink? She was quite taken aback. But Jesus said, if you knew who was asking you, you would ask him and he'd give you living water, water for life. Do you know what living water is? Any ideas? No? Let's have a glass or two. Have you finished drinking? Thank you. Hold on to the glass for a minute. What's living water? This is living water. I was hoping I wouldn't miss. So what's living water? Yes, that's the word, moving. Now, just think a moment. That well that the woman was sitting by was a well where the water wasn't moving. Living water, people assumed, was water in a stream or out of a spring, water that's on the move. So she said to him, oh yes, living water, so you think you're better than Jacob, do you, who gave us this well here where we come to drink, which wasn't living water, but water that just percolated slowly out of the soil. And Jesus went on to say to her, there's more to this than what you're saying. What I'm offering you is water that'll stop you feeling thirsty forever. Feeling thirsty, are you? What's it like? A bit parched? Wish you could have a drink? Yes, you can have one afterwards. Now what Jesus was saying to the woman was, you know what it's like to be thirsty. You know what it's like to be thirsty, don't you? Right. But Jesus was saying there's more to thirst than that. There is in each one of us a real longing. And whatever we do, the longing is always there. And it's nothing to do with feeling thirsty in your throat. It's a thirst in life. And that's a thirst that affects all of us as well. You think for a moment of the things that you do. We go through life thinking, if only I could do this. If only I could get that. If only I could go there. And then when you save up your money and get it, or when you go there, and when you do what it is you really want to do, before you know what's happened, there's something else you want to do. There's something else you want to get. And all the way through life, we keep moving on from one thing to another, and it never ends. We live lives of continual dissatisfaction. Now, you might not know what I'm talking about, but look round and see all those people there, and they know exactly what I'm talking about, because we all live the same life. And what Jesus was saying to this woman is that in you and in all of us, there is a thirst. And it's not water that's going to quench the thirst, it's only God. And when Jesus was offering to her living water that would stop her being thirsty forever, he was saying to her, if you knew who I was, you would know that I'm offering you friendship with God. And that's what I want you to remember this morning. It's Guide Thinking Day. We're thinking about people all around the world. Remember this woman, who was not only a woman, but a Samaritan and bad. Jesus accepted her and said, I'm offering to you living water that'll stop that terrible thirst forever. I'm offering to you friendship with God. Now this church, this body of people we're part of, has been around here for 120 years. And for 50 years, people have been meeting in this building. And what it's all been about is not putting up buildings, not just singing hymns, saying prayers, and using religious words. It's about living a friendship with God and offering that friendship to other people. Now remember that on this, the first Sunday in our Jubilee week. We are friends with God because he has offered to us that living water. We take that friendship out of here to people outside and offer it to them too. Well, thanks for your help. Thanks for drinking the water. We'll get the waitress to do the washing up later. Sorry, Kirsty, didn't tell you about that bit, did I? We're going to sing again. Don't forget you can all have a drink afterwards, all right? In the hall at the back here. Number three. Lord God, your love has called us here, and we, by love, for love, were made. Let us pray. Father, we remember how Jesus accepted that woman who was a Samaritan and bad. We thank you that you accept us too, with all our faults and all our weaknesses, and you offer to us the water of life. Father, we ask you to come into our lives, transform us by your love. Help us to continue a friendship with you, and use us, all of us, young and old, to take that love and that friendship out into the world and among the people with whom we live and work. Father, we ask this prayer in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Saviour. Amen. Our last hymn is number 11. God is here as we, his people, meet to offer praise and prayer.
Thank you.
Father, we stand before you, your servants. We remember those who have been part of our church and now live in other places. We remember those who are in hospital, ill, having babies. We remember those known to us who have died. We thank you that in you we are one here, around the world, and in heaven. We ask your blessing on us, those who we love. We pray that you will help us to serve you in the world. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always. Amen.